At any rate, we have some great new opinions to tell you about. We try to keep this very, very practical about, okay, what's the takeaway from each one of these situations? What can you do with your firm, with your own practice, with your own office to get something out of each one of these situations? And there's a really exciting brand new ABA opinion, which I think is very helpful, just came out a week ago on client files and what you have to turn over to clients.
Shall we talk about that now?
Well, if you, I'm really excited about it. I may not be able to keep it in my pants if I don't.
Yeah.
Get
well, okay. Well, let's turn to.
Here's the deal. The question is, what do you have to turn over to a client when they ask for their file? Now, we're not talking about a situation where you have a lien, they haven't paid the bills, or anything like that. And we're going to talk about that in a second. But the basic thing is, and I guess we really ought to just go on back. We'll start where we're supposed to start. But it says you don't have to turn this ABA opinion, which of course is not in text. It says you don't have to turn over everything. You just have to turn over certain documents. You don't have to turn over private notes. You don't have to turn over internal memoranda. You don't have to do all this kind of stuff. And so it's a really helpful opinion for those who say, look, I don't want you to see all my personal notes. So we'll talk about that later. But let's go ahead and start.
Okay.
At the beginning.
Okay. We're going to start with sort of the rage in town and the rage around Texas these days, and that is one of our friends, Eamon Burton, wrote the migratory lawyer.
That's right.
And that reminds me of the ducks coming in or the geese flying out or whatever. Well, lawyers are no different than either of these waterfowl. So we've got two problems right at the very front of the papers.